But in the same century, Schumann, Mendelssohn, and Brahms all went to Italy, and Schubert didn't. But he had no need to, because Italy came to him. In the person of Salieri, the teacher that Schubert loved, admired, and honored above all others, and he lived and taught in Vienna for 50 years. Now, why was Schubert so grateful to that Italian maestro and mentor and master? It's hardly an exaggeration to say, and I say it with some diffidence nevertheless, that Salieri taught Schubert melody. And that melody was essentially Italian, based on Italian word setting. After all, Italy was already a Viennese language. Vienna had a large Italian population, and it's on record that Salieri almost always spoke Italian. So the way he spoke and taught, and his own tradition, was the Italian melody. And you may think that if any composer ever had an inborn sense of melody, well, that composer was Schubert. You may think that, and that's right. But to infer that he had nothing to learn in that respect is absolutely wrong. You have to remember that Schubert, in his Lieder, like Shakespeare in his plays, was creating a wholly new and significant art form. It never existed in the world before, and yet would create its own immense worldwide public. Shakespeare's special genius for poetry, Schubert's for melody, are rightly famed, but they both had to find the right models and masters. What was Shakespeare's model for poetry? It was Latin poetry, Roman poetry, Italian poetry. What was Schubert's model for his earliest melodic style? It was Italian melody. And therefore, and before they mastered those techniques, their very first efforts were, I'm sorry to say, unimpressive, uncharacteristic, unmemorable. They both learned their trade from Italian sources. After all, just think in isolation for a bit of the vocal line of Il Cerny. I know that lots of things are going on in the piano part, but the vocal line goes, "Wer reitet so spät pom pom in Nacht pom und Wind pom pom." And that's an absolutely impossible setting of German in the German tradition. A sensible German composer like Loewe sets those words thus, "Wer reitet so spät durch Nacht und Wind." Schubert, however, does not, and he does not because he's already writing in the Italian tradition. If you listen to Gletscher am Spinnrad, you hear straight away, "Meine Ruhe ist hin, ich finde," words, syllables are repeated. This is not the German tradition. And why does he do that? Because he has already in his mind, when he does this, "Meine Ruhe ist hin," that expression in Bach, and from Bach onwards, is an expression of, as it were, maidenly or womanly grief or sorrow. If you want to hear it in Mozart, you hear it in Barberina, where she's lost her needle, in F minor. That little moan, that little whimper, is a musical expression of a girl who's lost something. And Gretchen's lost something in a big way. She has... That's what she's expressing, and it comes direct from Italian sources. And that Roman style wasn't built in a day. It took Schubert about 3 or 4 years of exercises and heavy corrections from the stern hand of Salieri, the manuscripts are extant. Tremendous crossings out and flourishes. Schubert learning how to write sung melody. And he must have spent weeks and months in setting Metastasio to rather unmemorable music, with all respect to it. Try and play the prelude to Son fra un monde. Now, I think almost any other master but Salieri, if that had been submitted to him as a composition exercise, would have crossed it out straight away and said, "Please try again. This is insufficient for its purposes." And yet Schubert was 16 when he wrote that. But here he is again, later, if I read this aright, he's 19, and he's writing an aria, he's composing an aria from Metastasio's Dido, and it begins. And that performance might be recognizable as really not Schubert, but Mozart. It's Figaro, it's Porgi Amor, it's almost anything. And it's because Dido has been abandoned and the Countess has been abandoned, and in his mind these ideas coalesce and he starts writing Italian melody. Now, even then he'd mastered what was in a sense the wrong thing. He'd mastered how to set Italian words, which wasn't much help to him, Metastasio, with great respect to Metastasio. What he had to do was to set German words, to make them sing out their motion, their meaning and emotion simultaneously in an Italian way. And that's the secret of those memorable and marvellous melodies we still cherish as typical Schubert, and they're not quite typically German. Who is Sylvia? Das ihr alles untertan. Absolutely impossible way of setting Das ihr alles untertan, but it's a jolly good way of setting the aria from Don Giovanni, isn't it? In Dalla Sepace. At the end of Dalla Sepace, you hear those octave bright lifts and dips in long notes. It's an Italian melody, and it's Schubert's best type of melody. I have to add that it took even longer for him to set Italian words in Italian style. But there's a great masterpiece, one or two great masterpieces in that vein, Da voi cari lumi, which I hope to hear sung one of these days, when Schubert actually is setting Italian words and writing a Schubertian masterpiece. But the Italian style was always assimilated to his own style. When he writes overtures in the Italian style, they sound to me just like Schubert. I mean, what's Italianness about them? And they sounded like Schubert to him too, because he used them again in Rosamunde, which is Schubert. He was a master of the Italian style.